So, a question. How do you treat people at work, your family at home, your neighbours? When you look at them, do you see their humanity or do you treat them just as objects? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Your answers are incredibly important because they tell you what's going on in your heart. With technology being what it is these days, it's so easy to become detached, both physically and emotionally, from the people with whom we interact. And so instead of seeing them as people with hopes, dreams, desires, and frailties just like us, and treating them with the compassion that their humanity demands, it's ever so easy to see them simply as objects, chess pieces to be moved around on the board to suit our own purposes. Now all of a sudden, we're in a dark place. Our heart towards them hardens. It plots evil designs that spew forth from our mouths. Don't believe me? Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Good people have good things saved in their hearts. That's why they say good things. But those who are evil have hearts full of evil, and that's why they say things that are evil. What people say with their mouths comes from what fills their hearts. What we say to others betrays what's going on in our hearts. How we treat others so clearly demonstrates what we think of them. Let's just allow this to sink into our hearts one more time. Good people have good things saved in their hearts. That's why they say good things. But those who are evil have hearts full of evil, and that's why they say things that are evil. What people say with their mouths comes from what fills their hearts. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Makes you think, doesn't it? And that's the power of God's word to bring about change in us that only He is capable of. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.